The attack is hard to watch.
Their dog jumped their fence and mauled my dog from behind, and it resulted in death.
I feel terribly sorry for you.
And sorting blame is almost as tough.
I have pictures up here of her showing that she was not a vicious dog.
Your Honor, he's lying. I have video proof, I have photos, and I have a witness. The video...
Of what?
Shut up! I don't want you to speak to her.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Stephanie Rosenquist is suing her neighbor, Bruce Eldred, and his daughter, Stephanie Lickscheidel, for vet bills, pain and suffering, and harassment as the result of a dog attack.
Order. All rise. This is case number 209 on the calendar, the matter of Rosenquist versus Eldred Lickscheidel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Rosenquist, it is your claim that the defendant's dog attacked yours.
That is correct, Your Honor.
And at the time of the attack, your dog was off-leash.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, you and the defendants are neighbors?
Yes, Your Honor.
Immediate neighbors?
Yes, Your Honor. They lived directly across from me. At that time, I was actually living next door to where I lived, so they lived a couple of trailers away.
So at the time, there was a trailer in between where you were and where the defendant's trailer was. Is that right?
They are across the street, but they also own other trailers in the park, so two doors down as well.
Okay. Where was their dog? In which trailer?
Their dog was in trailer number 42.
Which is that across from you?
Which is across from number 16, where I was at
that
time.
Where you were staying. Okay. Now, you have what kind of a dog?
Well, I actually had four dogs, but the one that was viciously attacked was a Jack Russell Terrier, and she was older.
And what kind of a dog do you have?
She was Collie and Rat Terrier, I think.
How big?
She's not. I have pictures of her showing that she was not a vicious dog.
Just a second.
And she weighs about maybe 30 pounds at the time.
Your Honor, he's lying. The dog, I have video proof, I have photos, and I have a witness. The video
of what?
Shut up! What's your last name?
Eldred. Sorry.
Listen to me. I don't want you to speak to her.
It says in my police report that it's a pit bull. It says in the vet bills that the pit bull jumped the fence and viciously attacked my dog.
You have a video.
I have a video, and I have a very good witness.
You don't have to tell me you have a good witness. You have a witness. Now, on May 22nd, according to what I read, you lost control of your dog. You lost control of your dog.
My dog did get out of the fence, yes.
And when the dog got out of the fence, where did she go?
She was going over to the road, and then she went and sniffed over to their fence, and then it was within like a minute or two that I noticed she was out of the fence.
Okay.
I called her, and that is when their dog jumped their fence and mauled my dog from behind, and it resulted in death. And it resulted in their dog being euthanized for being a dangerous dog.
Listen, I know you have a lot to get out, but I run my shop. So I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to give me answers. And you're not going to tell me his whole story from A to Z. Just answer my questions. After the dog was attacked, you took your dog to the vet.
I was on the phone with 911. I waited there for the police. It was not even 5 minutes. As soon as the police got there, I rushed my pet to the vet.
Okay. How long did your pet stay at the vet's?
She was put to sleep, the humane decision, because the injuries were down to the organs to be
So on the same date?
Very same date.
On the same date.
She would have needed 24/7 care for about 5 days.
Just a second. All I'm asking you is, that's what happened. So you had the dog euthanized. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what was your vet bill?
My vet bill was $360.
And you witnessed this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the 22nd of May, your dog was chained in your front yard? That's a yes.
Yes.
How long had you had your dog?
Pretty close to a year.
Where did you get the dog from?
We were coming in from out of town, and there was some people alongside the highway that had free puppies. So we stopped and picked one of them up for my grandson.
Is that the only dog you had?
No, I have two bigger dogs, and I have pictures of those.
What kind of dogs?
Shepherds
are the bigger dogs?
And Lab.
Well, Shepherds and Lab. You said you have two other dogs.
Yes. One's a Shepherd, and one's a Lab.
Okay. Where are they kept?
In my yard.
Also chained?
Nope. They never leave the yard for no reason. I've had bear for 13 years, and I've had honey for 9 years.
So they stay close to where they're fed?
Oh, yes. They will not leave my yard.
Now, this puppy you keep chained, is there any reason why you keep this dog chained?
When she goes outside to go potty or she's outside by herself, she's put on a chain because we haven't had her very long.
So you've had her for about a year?
Yes.
Now, after this incident on May 22nd, your dog was euthanized.
Right.
Why?
Because we couldn't afford to pay the pound to keep her.
That's irrelevant.
I don't want to hear from you now. Explain that to me.
Well, it's $10 a day, and we're both don't have the money.
$10? She was placed in the
pound. They would have kept her for 14 days.
Just a second. They were going to keep her in quarantine for 14 days?
And then they would have euthanized her.
Why were they keeping her for 14 days?
Because that's, I believe, the law in Washington. They take the dog for 14 days.
Did the dog have all of its shots?
Yes, we have all.
So they were going to keep the dog in quarantine for 14 days for what purpose?
Because of the dog fight. Because she told the dogs that my dog was really super vicious.
Yes. Tell me your name.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hamilton.
Yes.
We have video. It shows our dog getting attacked. And you can see, I mean, it's graphic, but it gives a pretty good picture. And it's best to, view it.
I'd like to see the video. Who took the video?
I have a surveillance system on my trailer. I have 8 cameras, and it's just for theft purposes, but
okay,
fortunately that day.
Don't watch.
So yours is a little white dog?
Mine is the little white dog, yes.
That's me jumping over the fence, trying to break it up. There was no one else until right there.
She also stepped outside her door and went right back in her house. Never tried to stop it, never came to speak with me.
Bruce was out there. He was telling me that our dog attacked his.
No. I saw exactly what happened.
Right.
Your dog left your property, went over to the back where their dog was.
Yep.
I can't tell whether the dog was barking. So you saw your dog being chased by their dog from their property into this middle of the road.
Yep. But it was a matter of
I don't care if it was a millisecond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your dog got free, went over to their property.
Yep.
So you think that you bear no responsibility for this?
We were responsible for both dogs being out at large, but it still doesn't justify the fact that their dog killed my dog. It mauled it.
We've
researched about provoking dogs. My dog did nothing to provoke their dog.
I don't know that.
Offense.
Hold on.
No. Listen to me. I don't know that.
I understand that.
I don't know that because all I saw was the little white dog sniffing around their house and then going to the back. Because the next thing that you see is the little white dog coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know.
That's because we were calling her. That's when we realized she was out of the fence.
I don't care the why. I don't care the why. I don't know, and neither do you know, what happened back there in between the two cars.
I do know because it's my dog and she's sweet, and I have photos of her with all my other dogs and with children.
Please let me talk. Your Honor, we were right there in the yard because we're real close and there's pit bulls everywhere. I have a Rottweiler. He doesn't jump the fence. He's good with all my other animals or her animals.
Right now.
Right.
Right now. Do you have any evidence to demonstrate to me, it would have to be evidence in writing from animal control, that Mr. Eldred had any prior incident involving his dog?
We don't know anything about that. But like I was saying, is we were right there. We were watching all the dogs.
I'm telling you, unless my eyes are bad, what I saw was your dog going all the way around the property.
Absolutely right.
Then in between the car and what looked like a fence and went in the back, and then you lost sight of the dog for seconds.
Right.
And then you saw the dog coming out, and then you saw their dog chasing it.
Correct.
That's what you see.
Right.
That's your evidence. And neither one of you saw what happened at the fence line where
other
their dog was on the stake.
Other than the video. You're right.
Well, that's true.
Right.
And I feel terribly sorry for you. But in addition, they have a counterclaim.
Mm-hmm.
And their counterclaim is that because you allowed your dog to be out of your control, and because they didn't have the money to pay for $140 worth of quarantine time, they had to euthanize their dog.
Well, here's another part of it. We have a lease agreement, and we can't modify our fences without written consent. We called and asked, and so what we've been doing to prevent our animals to go out, we would put fencing up and extra boarding and stuff like that to ensure the dogs won't get out.
But your dog got out.
Correct.
Do you understand?
I do.
Do you understand? He had his dog staked for his reason.
Right.
And he said he has two other dogs. They don't leave the yard. But
and
this dog, they chain.
Well.
This is not the first time their dog attacked one of ours. It's just the first time we had to report it because it was vicious.
Just a second. Did you ever report this dog as being vicious?
No, but
listen, I can't help you. You had two dogs. They both got out of your control. But for your actions in allowing your dog to get out of your control, their dog wouldn't be dead because they had to make a choice, and neither would yours.
Their dog also was deemed a dangerous dog. The reason it was euthanized was because that they could not afford $250,000 for liability insurance. It was deemed a dangerous dog through Spokane County.
Your case is dismissed. Yours, too. That's it. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Them to move? I've been there 5 years. They've been there 2 months.
Yeah, don't live in a piece of crap place.
She was in the trailer next to that trailer.
Where there's people that don't take care of their dogs and let them roam freely.
Got in a fight with her boyfriend and then moved in with this guy.
Jump fences. It's time for us to move somewhere safer.
It's just a tragedy all around.
With higher class people.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hubbard versus Marambio, step forward.
Philip Hubbard III is suing his ex-girlfriend, Patricia Marambio, for her share of a cruise.
Mr. Hubbard, it is your claim that the defendant owes you her share of a cruise.
Yes.
And the story that leads up to your claim is that you and the defendant met, I believe, on a dating website.
Yes, we did.
What website was that?
POF.
What is that?
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish?
Yes.
Really? I never heard of that one. Is that the name of the website?
Yes.
Plenty of Fish?
Yes.
Interesting. Did you ever hear of that website?
I have never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It was strange how we met. It was very strange.
Well, just the name of the dating website is sort of interesting and fun. I'd never heard of it before.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would ask him if he would have his account open. What he replied was no.
Just because he's not on this dating website doesn't mean you're in an exclusive relationship. That doesn't mean he's not seeing other people.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Philip Hubbard III says ex-girlfriend Patricia Marambio owes for her share of a cruise.
Now, you met when?
It was around May the 12th.
Of what year?
Of 2015.
When did you physically meet?
Our first date was on the 18th of May. I think it was a Friday.
And subsequently, you saw each other, and there was some discussion about taking a vacation together, a cruise.
Yes.
At some point, you claimed that the defendant said she would, in fact, go with you. You discussed that she would be responsible for her own share of the cost of the cruise. She acknowledged that she would be responsible for her own portion of the cruise. You booked it. It was within the no cancellation period, so you don't get your money back. And then she broke up with you. That's the case.
Basically.
Tell me when the cruise was scheduled.
The cruise was scheduled for July 30th through August 2nd, I think it was. It was a Sunday.
So
Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, so it was a four-day.
Yes.
And the cost for each of you was what?
$498.60.
On what date did you book it?
The 14th or the 16th.
Of?
Of July.
And between May 18th and July 14th, so approximately 2 months, how often did you see the defendant?
As often as I could.
Tell me.
Well, we probably saw each other about once a week, but if I could have been more, I would have made it more.
Because you liked her.
Oh, yeah.
Defendant says that she liked you also, but she said that before she agreed to go on the cruise with you, you agreed that the two of you had an exclusive relationship. That's what she says. When did you have that discussion with him?
I would ask him many times if he would have his account open. What he replied was that no, that he didn't.
You mean his account open with the dating service?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't make him necessarily an exclusive partner of yours.
I was just meeting him, getting to know him. That was important for me.
Saying just because he's not on this dating website doesn't mean you're in an exclusive relationship.
No.
It just means that he, according to what you want, that he's not on this particular dating service anymore. That doesn't mean he's not seeing other people.
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She called and asked me to book a cruise, and I contacted the agent. He said, look, Phil, are you sure?
I
said,
yeah,
this is what she wants to do.
And?
And then she canceled.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Philip Hubbard III says ex-girlfriend Patricia Morambio owes for her share of a cruise.
Well, you agreed to go on the vacation with him, is that right?
It was an invitation, I agreed to go.
But you agreed to pay your own way.
We never discussed that.
You never did?
We never discussed the money issue. He would always invite me many places.
Where did he invite you to?
He invited me like a couple of weeks after we met. He invited me and I say no because I was just meeting him. After I noticed that he was a good person, that I could trust him and go, and I say yes.
Go where?
Go on to the cruise.
Talking about the cruise. You said that you never discussed money with him with regard to the cruise.
No.
Okay. When, Mr. Hubbard, did you have a discussion with the defendant about her paying her share of the cruise?
On July 12th is when she called me and said that she's given it some thought and she felt that it was time for us to go ahead and go on a cruise. I asked her, are you sure?
Well, you had evidently discussed the cruise with her before.
Oh, yes. I enjoy cruising. And I asked her to go on a cruise, and she said if I could find a cruise for her and her son, because we weren't really dating yet, according to her, we weren't dating. So I said, yeah, I can look for something for you and your son, but I would like to go too. She goes, well, I'm not ready to go with you at this particular time. On July 12th, though, when she called and asked me to book a cruise for the two of us. And I asked, are you sure? She goes, yeah, I've given this a thought. You're a good person. You've been there for me. And I would like to go on a cruise with you now. And so I told her, I said, are you sure? I will contact my agent because we are within the cancellation period. And I contacted the agent. He said, look, Phil, are you sure?
I
said,
yeah.
I said, she says this is what she wants to do.
Okay, so?
So we went ahead and booked a cruise.
And?
And then she canceled.
Well, she says she canceled because she found out that you were still on this dating site.
Right.
But that doesn't matter. In the whole scenario you just told me, you never mentioned once that she said she would pay for her trip.
She didn't mention it at that time. She had mentioned before that she
Well, she didn't mention it at that time.
No.
She says that she said this was the first time she ever called you, according to you, and said, yes, I will go with you on a cruise, meaning without my son, I will go with you on a cruise. And you say to her, are you sure? Because we're within the cancellation period. She says, I'm sure. But there was nothing in that conversation, Mr. Hubbard, that was a contract for her to pay you for her part of the trip.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Did you go on the trip?
Yes, I did.
Great. Who did you go with?
Me.
Just yourself?
Yeah, it was too late to find anyone else.
But you couldn't find a friend to go with for nothing?
It was too late. It was within the cancellation period.
That's okay, but you went. You used the room.
Yes.
That was supposed to be for two people.
Correct.
So I'm asking, you couldn't have found somebody to go with you? I'm just curious.
No, I asked my agent. He said it was too late for me to add anybody on the cruise. I mean, this was all right at the time of the cruise.
Mr. Hubbard, you don't have a cause of action against the defendant. Lady is entitled to change her mind and not go with you if she feels as if there was some issue with regard to your veracity. If, however, she had said to you, which you did not tell me, and which she denies, that I will go with you and I will also pay for my half of the trip, neither one of you said that to me. That would be a contract that I could enforce. But the fact that the lady changed her mind is not something that a court could enforce.
But one thing she did say in the beginning when we first talked about cruising, she goes, I am an independent woman. I can pay for myself. I don't need a man
to pay
for me.
That's nice. That's still not a contract, Mr. Hubbard. Thank you.
No, that's fine.
The case is over.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Some get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
I wanted to go on a cruise with her because I was madly in love with her.
I'm very thankful because it's what it is.
Oh, she just called me from a friend's house and told me that she saw me on the website.
If someone invites you to a cruise and you don't want to go.
But never gave me an opportunity to explain what was going on.
You have the right to say no to an invitation.
I was on the website because I couldn't figure out how to cancel it.
And he's lying.
It's time to move on. I mean, she's a great person, but
I like for him.
It's what it is.